Are you looking to improve your academic vocabulary and incorporate some new language into your academic writing? Please join me, Kath Ann, on episode 24 of the Homework Help Show for 5 more academic words to use in your writing. Join us this week. How's it going, guys? It's Kath Ann, weekly host of the Homework Help Show and top writer for Homework Help Global. This week, we will continue our series in which we discuss common academic words to incorporate into your academic writing. Make sure you check out our other videos, episode 21 and 23, for more on the same topic. Just a little overview. This series will help you to expand your academic vocabulary using the academic word list. This is a list that you can easily find on Google or anywhere on the internet just by typing it in the search. This core academic vocabulary is used by writers in many different subject areas, so learning vocabulary from the AWL will help you to improve your comprehension of academic texts. It will also help you to write assignments in an academic style, which your profs are really going to love. So, feel free to come back to these videos when you need a reminder of the various words we discuss. One way to learn new vocabulary is to learn a new word from the list every day, but it is better to learn words in context so that you will understand how they are used. So that is why we will present a word and then present it in a sentence to give you some context. Before we jump in, just a quick reminder to join me live on Instagram Live and Facebook Live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be doing a live Q&A and study session, so bring your homework and any questions you may have, and we will try to help you out. Okay, so let's get into the content. Just a reminder that we will encourage you to pause the video at any time just so you can take some notes and get those words on your list. This week, we will add to our initial list with 5 more common academic words. So in this session, we will be discussing the word, the part of speech, so whether it is a noun, verb, or adjective, and the meaning of the word. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we will put the word into a sentence so you can understand the word in context. Particularly, you would like to do this to get the meaning of the word, but also to retain the information and memorize the word. Let's begin. The first word this week is environment. As you can see, environment is a noun. It means the condition of your surroundings. Your surroundings could be geography, society, or even your mood. In a sentence, we can use the word environment. Due to climate change, there are concerns about the environment. That is probably the most commonly used way to use the word environment. The next word is estimate. Estimate is a verb meaning to make an approximate guess or judgment. So we could say, I estimate that I will get a score of 80% on the upcoming test. Good for you. 80% is a great score. The next word is factor. Factor is a noun. This means something that contributes to a particular result. So we could say there are several factors that contribute to climate change. Those factors might be carbon gas emissions, other forms of pollution, and plastic contamination. So as you can see, there are multiple factors. And multiple factors is a common way to use the word factor in academic jargon and academic writing. Number four is function. Function is a noun. It means the purpose for which something is designed. What is its function? What is its purpose? For example, we could say the phone app's main function is to help people find cool restaurants. Perhaps the app has other functions as well. Maybe it has a menu rating system. Maybe it tells you how close local restaurants are. The application may have several functions, meaning purpose, or what is its function, what is it designed to do. Finally, we have the word identified. Identified is a verb. This means to recognize something or someone. Most commonly, it is used in the past tense and it is followed by a direct object. We identified something. For example, we identified three different factors that contribute to child poverty. So we've also used the word factor in this sentence. What did we identify? We identified something, the three different factors. So as you can see, all of these words are highly beneficial in academic writing. You can incorporate them throughout your essays and your professors will be very happy that you are familiar with some academic language. As I noted, please check out our other videos, episode 21 and episode 23. They are very similar to this, and we discuss five academic words which you can incorporate into your academic writing. We will be doing another two videos on this topic, so if this is of interest to you, please make sure to check out those videos. And that is it for this week. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the Homework Help Show, and I hope this episode was of benefit to you. If you want to gain access to any more of our content, please view us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+, YouTube, Medium, where we have a bunch of different student life blogs and information. And we're also on the podcasting centers. If you are more of a podcast listener, we're on SoundCloud, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcast, and Google Play Music. All you have to do to find any of our content is to search Homework Help Global and we will be there. If you have any writing or homework questions, please remember to join us live on Instagram and Facebook Live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you guys have a great week. Take care.